The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Chester A. Riley is more than a husband and father. He's a brother, a loving brother dedicated to finding a husband for his unmarried sister, Cecilia.
Hey, Pop, what's burning?
Nothing's burning, Junior.
Well, I smell something.
Oh, that's perfume. I'm spraying it around.
Perfume? Yeah. With a flit gun?
Yeah, stand back.
Oh, what is that stuff, Pop?
It's perfume. You see, what with your Aunt Sissy still being single, well, Otto Schmidlap is calling on her tonight, and I think he's ready to pop the question. When he gets a snootful of this perfume, he'll be in the mood.
It's kind of strong.
Yeah, it better be. It's the latest thing from Paris. Girl in the 5 and 10 told me. And it's expensive, too. $1 a quart. stand back, Junior. I want to spray the couch.
Pop, are you sure that's perfume in that flit gun?
Well, of course it's perfume.
Well, you're killing all the flies with it.
They're just swooning with love. And that's what's going to happen to Otto tonight. Put the lights on, Junior.
Okay. Hey, something's wrong. Only one light is burning.
Well, sure. I unscrewed all the other bulbs. More romantic this way. And that's not all I did. Sit down on the couch, Junior. On the end.
Here?
Yeah. Go on, sit down.
Hey, what's wrong?
Move over in the middle. See, it stops. Same thing with the other end. I fixed the springs that way. Now Sissy and Otto will have to sit in the middle, close together. Oh, that Otto won't get away tonight.
But Aunt Sissy doesn't like Otto. She likes Hugo Harari.
That loafer?
Oh, I bet she'd rather marry him. I like Hugo better, too.
Okay, you can marry Hugo, but Sissy's going to marry Otto.
I still like Hugo.
I think the perfume's wearing off. I better give that couch a second coat.
Ronnie!
Yeah, in here, Dumplin'.
I wanted that. Who's burning leaves?
Nobody's burning leaves. Peg, come over here. Sit down on the couch here.
Oh, Riley, I got the dishes to do.
No, come on, sit down.
Oh, this couch.
Not there, here in the middle beside me.
Well, what is it?
Get a little closer to me.
Oh, Riley.
Come on. That's it.
What are you up to, Riley?
Now, tilt your chin up like someone was going to kiss you.
Oh, Chester.
Fine. Hold it. Perfect. That light don't shine in your face, does it, honey?
No. Uh-uh. The room's quite dark.
Yeah. It's better in the dark.
Yeah. Well?
Well, what?
Oh, aren't you going to kiss me?
Well, who put that nonsense into your head?
What?
Why should I kiss you? I ain't coming home from work.
Chester Riley.
Oh, you thought that I was... Gee, Peg, you're a regular woman. I was just testing. Otto Schmidlap's calling on Sissy tonight. I think he's going to pop the question. I was just setting the stage, setting the mood of the room.
Oh, so that's it. Now, look, you've got to let Sissy run her own life.
Well, I'm just trying to help romance along.
But she doesn't care for Otto. She told me so. She likes Hugo Harari. Frankly, I like Hugo better, too.
How can you even compare a fine boy like Otto with that Hugo, a no-good gambler?
Oh, just because he's silly enough to play the horses once in a while doesn't make him a gambler. Anyway, that's Sissy's business. I don't think that Otto's such a prize.
What are you talking about? He comes from a wonderful family. His mother was a Fendelkraut. They've got a terrific business. Fendelkraut sauerkraut.
Maybe so. But that Otto, you know, he isn't too bright in the upper story.
Otto, not bright? Why, he pulls down $100 a week.
Yeah, that's what the family pays him to stay away from the business. He told me so himself. That's how bright he is.
Okay, so Otto's a rich moron, but Hugo's a gambler. Who would you rather marry, a gambler or a moron?
I made my choice 18 years ago.
How can you say such a thing about me? I never gambled in my life.
Peggy, hello,
brother, dear.
Oh, hello, Sissy.
I was just over at the hairdresser's.
Oh, your hair looks lovely.
Yes, I had a cut in the new bob. Pinky, I think your pork chops are burning.
No, dear, I'm not cooking pork chops.
Well, I smell something.
Oh, that's me. I got some news for you, Cecilia, darling.
Oh, I have news, too.
Yeah?
Someone's coming to see me tonight.
Yeah, who told you?
He phoned me this afternoon. He said he has something important to ask me.
Oh, that Otto, a fast worker.
Oh, not Otto. Hugo.
But, Sissy, I thought Otto is...
Oh, I wouldn't have my hair done just for Otto.
Now, look, Sissy, that Hugo is no good. I want you to stay away from him.
Riley, you mind your own business.
This is my business. I don't want Sissy to make a mistake she'll regret the rest of her life.
Hugo's a perfect gentleman.
He's a no-good loafer, never works.
He is not. He's looking around for a business to invest in.
He's just a gambler. It's in his blood. You show me a man who gambles, and I'll show you a man who'll desert his wife, beat his kids, and steal money from his boss.
But he said he's going to quit gambling.
Yeah, when did he tell you that?
Tuesday.
Well, then he lied, because on Wednesday I gave him $2 to bet on a horse for me. You stay away from that, Hugo, you hear?
Junior, where's your mother?
She's in the kitchen.
Good. And your Aunt Sissy?
In the living room.
Fine. Look, Junior, I need your help. Otto's coming here tonight.
But Aunt Sissy says she's going to see Hugo.
Yeah, not if I see him first. I want you to go out on the porch and give me the high sign. If it's Otto, knock twice. If it's Hugo, knock once. I got to get rid of him. Now, go on now.
Oh, I don't know, Pop. I don't like this. Mom finds out she'll blow her top.
Well, don't you worry. I'll protect you.
Yeah, but who will protect you?
Come on, Junior. Help me out.
Well, okay.
Good. Now, remember, one knock for Hugo and two knocks for Otto.
Was that the door, brother dear?
No, Sissy. That was just Junior.
Oh, I thought it was Hugo.
Maybe Hugo won't come tonight.
Oh, he'll be here all right. He promised. Let me know as soon as he comes. I'll be in the living room.
I don't know what she sees in that Hugo. But then nobody ever knows what a woman sees in a man. They said the same thing when Peg got married. But I'm going to sniff this into butter out. It's Otto. What a break.
Hello, Mr. Riley.
You're late, Otto.
Well, I couldn't help it. A guy stole my car.
No kidding.
Yeah, I seen him. Just when I was coming out of my house, this guy gets in my car and drives off.
Oh, that's terrible. What'd you do?
Oh, I fixed him good. While he was driving away, I wrote down my license number.
Well, that was quick thinking.
Yes, sir. Ain't no flies on me. I dipped my clothes in DDT.
That's a good one. Come on in, Otto.
Hey, you sure it's okay you fixed it up with Sissy, huh?
Well, sure, it'll be okay. Now, remember, Otto, if you got something to ask Sissy, you better do it tonight before somebody steals her from under your nose.
Yeah, maybe the same guy stole my car, huh?
Well, you better work fast. Now, go on in. She's in the living room here.
Hey, I smell something.
Yeah, I know, burning leaves.
No, pipe you.
Go on in there, quick. Go ahead.
Oh. Hey, Pop, how'd I do?
It's well, Junior. So far, so good.
Why are you getting down on your knees?
Shh. I want to see how that stupid Otto's doing.
What's he doing?
Nothing. Sitting at one end of the room and Sissy at the other. Oh, now he's reaching into his pocket for something. Yeah, from here, I can't tell if it's a ring or... a comic book. Two comic books. He's handed one to Sissy.
Hey, Pop, I hear someone outside.
Oh, that's Hugo. Open the door. I don't want him to ring.
Hiya, Riley.
What do you want, Hugo? This ain't no racetrack.
Got a date with a cute filly, Sissy.
No, you haven't. She left town this afternoon.
3-1, you're lying.
Beat it. Sissy don't want anything to do with you.
Baloney. Love is a race, and Sissy ain't scratched me yet.
Hugo, you ain't going to marry my sister.
5, I'll get you. 10, I do.
If you do, it'll be over my dead body.
I'll give you even money on that.
Okay, wise guy, you're always handing out tips. Now, let me give you a tip. You leave my sister alone or I'll get tough with you. And you better listen, because this is one tip you're getting straight from the horse's mouth. Now, go on, get out.
Out!
Out!
Otto, you really have to go.
Well, I just got here, Sissy, and I got something to ask you. Something very, if you'll excuse the expression, personal.
Some other night, Otto, please. What's that?
Somebody at the window.
Well, I wonder who could be...
Sissy, open the window.
It's Hugo.
Hiya, Sissy.
Hugo, what are you doing here?
Just checking. Riley told me you weren't in, and I figured you were.
Oh, that brother of mine. I told him to tell me when you got here. Come on, climb in, Hugo. That Otto is here.
Yeah, well, I'll get rid of him.
Hi there, Otto, pal.
Hello.
Say, Otto, how'd you like some ice cream?
Ice cream? Oh, boy, I love ice cream.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I'll pay for it if you go out and get it. Here. Get a quarter's worth of pistachio.
Oh, it's pistachio. That's my favorite kind. Okay, I'll go, and you'll get the 3 spoons ready.
Yeah, here. Go out the window, it's shorter. I'll give you a boost.
Okay.
Up the daisy. Now get going, Otto.
Hey. Wait a minute. How do I know this isn't a trick to get rid of me? I bet you want to cut in on my date with Sissy. I ain't so dumb, you know.
Why, Otto, I wouldn't do a thing like that. I promise, while you're away, I won't even look at her.
That's right, and I won't look at Hugo.
Well, okay. But just to make sure, put out the lights.
Get away from that keyhole.
I just want to see how he's doing. Last time I checked, he was reading a comic book.
Hugo?
No, Otto.
I thought you...
I got rid of that Hugo. He won't come around here anymore.
Oh, have you been meddling again?
Shh. I want to see if Otto's made any progress. Ah, he finally got around to turning out the lights. It's dark. Uh-huh. He's on the couch. Now she's on the couch. It stops. They're together at last. I think he's kissing her.
What did you do to that couch?
I turned it into a love seat. Well, I think everything's under control. Let's go to the movies, huh?
Oh, honest, Riley, if you don't stop interfering...
Hey, I know what I'm doing. Now, come on, let's go over late for the movies.
Oh, hello. You going out? I got some pistachio ice cream.
Oh, no, thanks. We're going to the movies, but you go in the living room and ask Otto if he likes pistachio. Good night. Come on, Peg.
Riley... Look,
now, please, Peg, don't stop. Huh?
But Riley...
I know what I'm doing.
But Riley...
If we're going to the movies, let's enjoy ourselves. You know, Peg, that fellow went in the house just like Otto. He...
Wait a minute! Hey, Riley, you want some pistachio?
Out of my way, Otto!
Put on the lights!
Chester, guess what? Hugo and I, we're engaged.
No.
That's right, just popped the question. The little lady said yes.
Doesn't anybody want any pistachio?
What a revolting development this is.
And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
I tell you, I won't stand for it, and that's final, Sissy.
But I love you, though.
No baby sister of mine is going to marry a gambler. Rather than let you be stuck with him the rest of your life, I'm willing to be stuck with you the rest of my life.
Now, Riley, Sissy's old enough to make her own decisions.
Sissy, you don't know what you're letting yourself in for. He'll never earn a living for you. The minute you come back from your honeymoon, you'll have to go out and get a job. That's no way to start married life, is it, Peg?
No. And I should know. That's what happened to me.
Now, please, Peg, we're talking about Sissy.
But Hugo promised to give up betting on horses.
They always promise, but they never do it.
But I told you, he's just waiting till he gets a little money together. He can buy into a cigar stand. All he needs is $200.
Now, Sissy, there ain't going to be no wedding, and that's final. I have made up my head.
Mister, how could you?
Now, you're turning on the waterworks. You ain't going to get around me that way.
You're mean, that's what you are.
That may have worked when we were kids, but I ain't the softy I used to be. Well, cut it out now. It won't work. I'm too strong-minded. Now, you stop crying. It ain't going to do you any good.
All right.
Oh, Jesse.
$180, $190, $200. Yeah, it's all here, Riley. And while I don't like to get sentimental, I'm going to say thanks.
You're welcome, Hugo.
Now let go of the money.
No. Okay. I ain't doing this for you, Hugo. It's for Sissy. I want to see her happy.
Well, Sissy's happiness is my life's work, and that comes from the heart, Riley. Now let go of the money.
Not yet. This 200 bucks here is every cent I had in the bank. It's your wedding present to invest in that cigar stand. But first, I got to be sure you're through with the horses.
Riley, believe me, I gave up the ponies 2 days ago. The minute Sissy said yes, I tore up my bookie's phone number. I'm a reformed character. I swear it.
Oh, no, that ain't enough. Swear by something you believe in.
Hand me that racing form.
What?
I'm tearing it up. Look, I'm tearing it. I give you my word. I placed my last bet. Now I'll go the money.
Okay. You sound sincere, Hugo. I always can tell when a man's sincere. Okay, here's the dough. You put it in that cigar stand right away.
Thanks, Riley. You're a thoroughbred.
Yeah, well, count it again. Make sure it's all there.
Yeah, better. 5, 10, 15, 25, 35, 40, 40.
And don't try to pull any tricks on me. You won't get away with it.
You got my word, Riley. 50, 50, 60, 65, 60. That's the phone.
Well, keep counting. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Hugo.
He's busy. You got any message?
Yeah. Tell him I got the information on Sister Kate. She's a mother.
Oh, okay. I'll tell him. Oh, congratulations, Hugo. Your Sister Kate just had a baby.
Yeah, that's swell. 70, 75, 80.
Remember what I'm telling you, Hugo. You're in the cigar business now, so don't try any fast ones. I'll catch you every time.
You can trust me, Riley. 80, 90, 95, 90.
Keep counting.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hugo?
No, Hugo's busy.
Tell him Uncle Charlie got the heaves and they're scratching him.
Okay. It's about your Uncle Charlie. He's got the hives and he's itching like crazy.
Poor Uncle Charlie.
He must have had something disagreed with him.
Yeah, he eats like a horse. 120, 125.
You know, Hugo, I guess I was wrong about you. Any guy that takes such an interest like you do in his family, he's okay. I guess Sister Kate and Uncle Charlie won't be able to come to the wedding, Sandy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hello?
Yeah.
Tell Hugo I just got bad news about Grandpa Gus. He fell at Arlington Park and broke his leg.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, they had to shoot him.
Tough. Okay, I'll tell him. Brace yourself for a shock, Hugo. Your grandfather broke a leg and they shot him.
180,
190, 200. Shot him! Give me back that money, you swindler. Your relatives are horses.
Okay, I admit it. I should have known I couldn't fool you, Riley.
You lied to me.
Well, I was just making a few last bets to get a stake together so I could get an honest business. But now I got your $200, I got my stake. I don't have to bet horses now. Isn't that logical?
Yeah, logical. Okay, I'm late. I guess it would break Sissy's heart if the wedding was called off. I'll take one more chance on you, Hugo, but I'm warning you, if I ever catch you making another bet...
Riley, I swear, if I ever make another bet, may you drop dead. Now let go of the money.
Peg, I'm
here. Where were you? I was looking all over for you.
Well, I got a 50-pound cake of ice, and I was sawing it into cubes.
Well, we're ready for the ceremony. The judge just got here. Where's Hugo?
Well, he's waiting. I locked him in our room.
Locked? Let him out, and let's get started.
Oh, no, not yet. Everybody isn't here.
So who's missing?
Well, oh, here he comes. Digger Odell. That's his car.
Did you have to invite him?
Well, he's one of my best friends.
All right. But did he have to drive up in a hearse?
Greetings, folks. It is I, Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
We were waiting for you, Digger.
Oh, I'm so sorry I'm late. I had to drop someone first.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Odell.
Oh, here you are, Mrs. Riley. I took the liberty of bringing some flowers for the bride. My favorite kind, crocus.
Thank you. Well, I'll go tell the judge we're ready to start. Now, Riley, you go find Hugo. Hurry up.
Okay, we'll be ready. Women get so excited at weddings, don't they, Digger?
Oh, everybody does. I remember my wedding day. After the ceremony, when I was supposed to carry my bride across the threshold of our cottage, I was so excited, I asked five of my colleagues to help me.
Well, come on, Digger. I better go get Hugo. He's in here. Hugo, come on, it's time. You...
Yeah, in a minute, pal.
Hey, stop fiddling with that radio and come on, Hugo.
Riley, shh.
They're backing Wheatfield into the starting gate now. They should break any second.
A horse race. Hugo, you didn't. You couldn't.
Well, it was a sure thing, Riley.
Hugo, not the whole 200. Tell me you didn't bet the whole 200.
Yeah, but it was a perfect hunt, Riley. Here's my wedding, and here's this filly in the second at Hialeah called I Do. Now, how can she lose?
You took every cent I had in the world and gambled it? How could you do this to me and to Sissy?
I'm intruding. I'd better leave.
Hugo, if that horse loses, you'll never leave this room alive.
In that case, I'll stay.
I tell you, Riley, I Do is a sure thing.
They're off. At the start, it's High Resolve breaking on top, followed by War and I, Wheatfield, Chutney, Cover Up, and I Do is trailing.
He's last.
At the quarter, it's still High Resolve by a length, Chutney by a half, Wheatfield on the rail by a head, War and I by three, Cover Up, and I Do.
Oh, he's still trailing. Hugo, you've got one foot in the grave.
Riley, this is no time to talk shop.
At the far turn, High Resolve by a head, Chutney by a length, War and I by a neck, Cover Up closing on the inside. Wheatfield and I Do.
Oh, Digger, he's going to lose all my money.
I would have bet on Cover Up.
I Do ain't got a chance.
Now, don't give up. He'll win yet.
In the stretch, Cover Up leading by half a length. High Resolve by a head. Wheatfield is now third. Chutney by a head. War and I assist. And here comes I Do.
Come on, I Do.
On the straightaway, it's Cover Up by one. High Resolve by a neck. Wheatfield by a head. And I Do coming fast. Approaching the finish line, it's Cover Up and I Do, head and head. It's I Do and Cover Up, I Do and Cover Up. And the winner by a nose, Cover Up.
He lost. I Do lost. $200. I'll murder you.
Riley, don't.
Get up, you phony, and take your punishment like a man.
I think he's out, Riley.
Correction, racing fans, it's a photo finish. The judges are studying the photo. It may be a dead heat.
A dead heat. Oh, dandy.
From here, it looked like Cover Up, but we'll soon have the official. Here it is, and the winner, paying 6-1, I Do.
I Do. We won. $1,200. Hugo, wake up. Hugo, we won. $1,200. Hugo, talk to me. It's me, Riley, your partner. Hugo. Oh, they're starting the wedding.
Pop, hurry up.
Hugo, Digger, what'll I do? He's out cold. Try and wake him up.
I'll try, but if I do, it'll be the first time. Come on now, Hugo, wake up.
Slap him, Digger, slap him.
Oh, it's no use. You'd best call off the wedding.
No, Sissy will never get over it.
But the man is unconscious.
All right, we'll carry him in. You hold him by one arm and I'll hold him by the other arm. Come on.
Very well. But this is the first time I've ever carried anybody in to a wedding.
And do you, Cecilia, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Hugo, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
Hugo, wake up, please.
Do you, Hugo, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
Hugo, snap out of it.
Do you, Hugo, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
Hugo, what looks good in the second at Santa Anita?
I do.
I now pronounce you man and wife.